Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Sovereign nations control an exclusive economic zone extending 200 miles from their coasts, an extension of governmental control and regulation beyond the immediate shore. In some areas, the Mediterranean Sea, for example, these zones overlap and demand cooperation and compromise or conflict resolution. The vast majority of the ocean, of course, exists outside all such jurisdiction and presents an even greater challenge to successful governance. In 1982, 25 years ago, the international community began to develop a legal framework within which all ocean activity might be carried out. The instrument created was the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, a flexible and durable structure for dialogue, regional and global action and cooperation, a dynamic process that has been progressing ever since. As of July 2007, 155 countries have become party to the convention. The most notable exception, indeed the only major developed nation not to ratify, is the United States. For over two decades now, the U.S. has stood outside the international community for fear of some compromise to its economic advantage and national interest. In 2004, two national commissions, one independent and one presidential, urged ratification, along with a new national ocean policy for the United States. And yet, beyond a few cosmetic bureaucratic shifts, very little has resulted. A joint committee of the two commissions has issued annual report cards on this subsequent record, with grades of C or below on such issues as governance reform, research and scientists, new funding, and international leadership. What is even more remarkable is that a diverse pro-treaty coalition has emerged in support of the Commission's recommendation to include the environmental community, fishing interests, the oil and gas industry, the shipping industry, the State Department, and the U.S. Navy. On January 4, 2007, on the first day of the 110th Congress, a bipartisan bill was introduced in the House of Representatives that would provide comprehensive legislation to define and implement a new national ocean policy to include ratification. Hearings are being held by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in October, but whether or not it will be recommended and passed by the full Senate remains an open question. The Law of the Sea Convention includes an astonishing range of concerns: safety of navigation, hydrographic survey and nautical charting, the well-being and rights of fishers, seafarers, and migrants by sea, maritime security, terrorism and piracy, marine science and research, early warning systems for tsunami, fishing policy, regulation and enforcement, whaling, the protection of biological diversity and genetic resources, protection and conservation of marine areas and species, pollution, ship breaking, oil and gas and underwater mining, underwater archaeology, ocean energy, climate change, small island development, the settlement of disputes, international cooperation and coordination, and capacity building to provide the developing world with the skills to address these complex issues. We will examine each of these and more on future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.